You set it off. Yeah. I want Santana.
Well, you know, I saw it once.
I saw it once.
I didn't get back to it. And my first inclination was, you know, she's, 70 pounds, 80 pounds, right, and doing her thing out there. But talking to Spawn about it, mm-hmm, she didn't necessarily out-muscle creature, right? It was outsmart this creature. I love the premise of going back this time. You know, this storyline and everything in the forest, and it's actually like stuff, you know, deers and bears.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of turning back towards,
okay,
I'm digging it.
Okay.
You know, I need a rewatch.
Right.
You know, but she
I definitely recommend a rewatch. Yeah. It's it bounces out of my number 2 to 3 spot.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's how much I love
number
it.
One?
I don't love
number one is Predator.
Oh, you, it won't,
oh, I'm sorry. I've ruined it for later. My list.
I don't love the look of the Predator, but go ahead.
I don't like the look of the Predator, but I just love the premise of the movie. I love how I can't remember her name, but she gets her ass kicked throughout the whole movie. She's not a Mary Sue.
By any stretch.
She's not Rey from, you know, the Star Wars. She gets her ass kicked by her brother's friends.
Amber Midthunder.
Yeah. But what's the character's name?
Naru.
Naru. Yeah. Naru gets her ass kicked throughout the whole movie. She fails more than she succeeds. She's almost. She almost dies in fucking quicksand, which as a kid you would think, you know, I used to always think I was going to die in quicksand.
No, that,
you know,
reminded me of the Never Ending Story too,
right,
when she was in there.
You know what I'm saying? And like she wants to be her brother so bad.
Yes.
She loves her brother. She looks up to her brother who's a badass.
She idolizes her brother.
Yeah. So she wants to, she's not like, oh, girl power. No, she wants to be her older brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of people point their finger at this one saying that this, she's a Mary Sue and this girl power and this, that, that's bullshit. If you did, that means you didn't watch the movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if there's fans out there that ride with Halloween 20 and think that Jamie Lee Curtis could with one swipe fucking cut thick ass Michael Myers' head off.
She can't.
Clean.
I seen it. I bore witness to that event.
But yet have a problem with fucking Naru outsmarting the Predator.
And that's a fair point.
To me, that's more plausible to outsmart your enemy. Not just, you know, I'm 6'5", close to 300 pounds. I would have to chop, 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 then eventually cut off Mike's head.
But
I'm not doing one clean sweep. I don't give a fuck how, you know what I'm saying?
But her doing that, you know, the silver lining is it led to resurrection, which is one of the greatest.
There's my point. That's my point. That's why it sucked.
All that woman built up in Jamie Lee Curtis took him out. And here's the thing. They're brother and sister. So who's to say that Lori doesn't have some of Michael's strength?
That's fair point.
Fair. That is family lineage, sir.
So you buy that over Naru outsmarting a Predator?
No, I think she could outsmart. I'm with you on the Predator. Yeah, I'm with you. Remember, we talked about this. I'm with you 100%. Yeah. This is. Here's the thing, too, about this one. And this may be a spoiler. And if it's a spoiler, too fucking...
Too fucking bad. Spoilers anyway. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Like you said, she wanted to be her brother
pause it and then watch it.
She wanted to be her brother so bad. Her brother was the ultimate warrior.
Right.
Her brother sacrificed himself so she could live.
Right.
He sacrificed himself so the clan, the tribe could live.
Right.
When she goes, we got to run. He's like, no, I go no further. We're holding our grounds here.
And I love that line. I love that line. So well done.
He fucking put in work on that motherfucker. Like, he uses speed. Like the way he kept recycling the arrow, boom, kept shooting at him.
Yep.
Came after him and was fucking him up.
Yep.
He died for her.
Right.
And here's the thing, the Predator, when they had their final confrontation, he wasn't at full strength. He already
got fucked up by the brother.
Well, the brother put in work. Yeah. He went against a bunch of those
the French soldiers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's already been through a lot as it is. Right. He's not running on full cylinders at this point. Where she,
as she studied, as she learned from like mistakes and mistakes, and she knew the fucking jungle. She was a good forest tracker. She knew the forest. She knew where to go. Yes. She knew everything about it. This was her home turf.
Yep.
It wasn't Arnold in some jungle that he was not familiar with. You know what I mean? This was her home turf.
Exactly.
And then so she saw how the gun part malfunctioned, mm-hmm, and she used that against him. It wasn't like she's just throwing hands with him and she's fucking him up.
She's watching this out of fear, frozen in fear. She's watching what her brother's going through.
Right.
She's watching
the whole movie. She's just picking up shit.
Well, she's learning. You brought up a good point. She constantly fails throughout the movie, but in life, you learn from your failures.
Right.
She was fucking determined to be like her older brother.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, she will never be her older brother, but she is her own person.
Right.
And what she needed to accomplish, she finally did. Whatever I forget what it was that she was supposed to, in order to be a warrior, she had to do this, to kill a cat.
Right. Yeah,
and her brother said, you know, that was her thing with her brother, goes, she can never do that.
Right.
She finally did, but right. it wasn't like she did it on her own. She didn't do it on her own, but because of her brother's sacrifice, she was able to see it through. And you know what was dope about this movie? I just love the Indian aspect of
me
it.
Too.
I love just
Native American that. Aspect.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The Native. Well, I mean, you know, there's no derogatory.
No, I know. I'm just busting
to
the
that,
balls.
But
I'm
you know, I balls. Love the stillness of it. I love to see the culture in that. Right. I love how they just indulged in that a little bit. So you get to know them a little bit. You get to know a little bit of the culture, and I love to see how.
And it was different again.
Yeah.
Like I say, every one of these movies. Their faults, the comedy one, the Alien versus Predator, the super battle, the one where they're on the island. Every one of these movies, that's what makes offer this franchise different. Offer something different.
And you know what's dope too, UK? I know you didn't like the way the Predator looked, but to me, what I got out of this was, so I'm assuming every game hunter has different weapons that they use depending on what game they're hunting.
Right.
I have to imagine, depending on when they're coming to Earth, they will have weapons that's
reflect
kind of
their time.
That at least puts them almost equal to who they're hunting. So if you notice, he still had the future gadgets and stuff, but he didn't want to go full on out. So he kind of had weapons that would kind of be almost comparable to what the Indians were using at that time.
So I thought initially that this took place in their time. So I thought that his tech wasn't going to be as high as it would be, say, in 1987,
I thought so,
too.
I thought
but
so,
we'll
too.
We'll talk about it in Color
Killers. But see, I thought so, too. But then if you look at the spaceship, that makes no sense. Because you realize the spaceship is future tech. Everything he has is future tech. I think what they do is, okay, so at this particular time, this is what they have to use the fight with. I'm going to use this instead. Because he wants it to be somewhat even. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's still going to have the advantage, but he's not going to fucking... He's not going to use rolling guns on people who can't even fire that.
So he wasn't after. So what was he after in this one?
I think he just wanted.
Was he after bears and shit like that?
I think he anything around the tribe he was interested in fighting. He fought the animals. He wanted to go against the warriors. Like, so good example, right? They shoot arrows. Notice that he didn't have any bullets. He had what would be considered like little mini spears.
Right.
That would be
which were dope.
Which would be comparable to their arrows. Like, he found things that would be comparable to... He didn't have the shoulder cannon, you know what I mean? He used other weapons that would make it more on par with them. And I know what you're saying. Well, maybe he had older tech. No, because if you look at the spaceship, it's still the same.
Yeah, but even though there's still aliens from another planet, so they have amazing tech, but for them, I thought it would be older tech.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I initially thought that,
especially if you look at the mask. The mask is so different. It looks like an older mask, like it's bone or something.
And I think he did that on purpose. I'm glad you brought that up. That looked like a skull, right? So I wonder if that was just so he can blend in a little bit more. He's getting used to the environment.
Okay.
To me, I looked at, okay, they pick out their weapons depending on who they're hunting.
Okay.
And that's what I got out of it, because even his wristband was different but similar to the other wristbands from other predators. It's just, okay, like kind of like when you have a different Android phone, right? Using Android phones, you have different makers, different Android phones. And, you know, sometimes, or, you know, different, same tech, just, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, same tech, but altered differently depending on what he's going to use it for. Does that make sense?
So instead of going there with a Blu-ray, he went with the VHS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like kind of like that. You know, if you're going
to analog instead of going digital.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, but he has that option to do so if he wants to. Because again, he didn't have any. He didn't have his laser guns.
Right.
Again, his little spears were comparable to the arrows that Native Americans were using. Again, him pumping into like the French hunters. That was he didn't calculate for that. They weren't supposed to be there. Mm. You know what I mean? At least I don't think they were supposed to be there. Because again. He gets there. He starts off killing a snake.
Because in the timeline, there's a actual timeline. So the timeline starts with killer versus killers, and then I think it's prey or is prey first. You know, I'm not sure, but
I think prey is.
So it's supposed to be back in that time.
But okay,
so that's why I'm thinking his tech would be older, and I think that's why he has older tech.
It goes like okay, to maybe for better clarity on this one. Like, look at Star Wars. A lot of that tech was already futuristic, but it never really aged. You always use the same shit. I'm thinking for story purposes, the same thing. That Predator's tech is already at a zenith.
They just have different,
depending on what they're gaming,
right.
They will use different weapons, so they don't have an increasingly overabundance of advantage.
Okay.
They're already coming in at an advantage because, like, how we come in at an advantage. We're bigger, we're stronger,
so
we're what we hunt.
So this is the chronological? Yes. Okay, so Predator, Killer of Killers.
So Predator?
Killer of Killers is one.
Oh.
Prey 2, Predator 87.
Okay.
And then Predator 2, 97.
Okay.
AVP, and then Requiem, and then Predators, The Predator, and then Badlands.
Yeah, they said Predators would be taking place at a far distance after AVP.
So Badlands would be at the bottom of that, huh?
That's the future. So I forgot the director. What's the director's name? Dan?
Trachtenberg. Oh,
okay. So he said it's way after Alien Resurrection, not to be confused with Halloween Resurrection.
Shout out Halloween Resurrection.
They both suck. it's way after that, so he's not stepping.
He's an enigma wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in a box.
Yes.
So they're not stepping on any toes. So he put it way out in the future. Alien Badlands, which I'm good with.
When we get to Badlands, I have a theory on that too with the Wayland connection. Okay, but we'll get to it when we get there. But now this is a great fucking movie, and again, to me, it shows like the predators will prey with weapons that are comparable to what's being used by those who they're hunting.
Right, and I think it's just the way it looks. It was
shot really
beautiful.
It could be a challenge too, man. They might just kick them and send them. Who knows what they have? Take what you got. You got to survive with that, right. Or kill. Who knows, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought about that, but I don't think so because then why would you give them a wristband? They can still do everything else. That's true.
I just feel like it's those old tech for them. I think it was old tech for the. That's my theory.
Okay, let's move to Predator: Killer of Killers, 2025.
Because I know you jonesed on this one hard.
Director Dan Trachtenberg and Joshua Wasung.
So this one is fucking amazing. Sorry, brother.
No worries.
So this one is just it pumps my blood. The opening scene I'm cool with. The Viking chick. So this is the only anthology in the history of the Predator franchise. Yes. Again, they're all different, the same. This is animated. So the main, what's her name?
Ursa.
So I'm cool with her. I dig it. You know, so all the people that get mad at Prey, it's, how's she going to, you got this Amazon just whipping a Predator's ass.
She's a Viking.
And, this Viking chick just whipping this Predator's ass. I was cool with it. Out of all the stories, that's the one I like the least. Now, the second story is the one that I like the best. My son,
Illy Dilly,
when he was real young, he said he wanted to see a samurai versus a predator movie years ago. And we kind of got it with this. And I love it because their cultures are kind of similar in terms of like
honor.
So like, when a Bushida or a samurai gets defeated, he kills himself. And then, when the Yautja gets killed, he fucking presses the button.
That's a good fucking point. I never thought about that till now. That's a good fucking point.
So that's why the similarities. And I thought I could have really loved a 2-hour movie just about the Bushido or the ninjutsu or the samurai versus the predator. I think that would have been amazing. But we still got it here, and I'm happy with it. The third part of it, with the pilot, the Latino pilot, I like it. I don't love it. They all have to be different. So I like the fact we get to see the spaceship finally get busy, and we get to see the very Star Wars esque World War II pilot.
That was dope. That was fun. So dope.
The part where he's climbing on the wing, I don't buy that, and it kind of took me out of it. Same way the Predator when they're on the spaceship and they're holding on to the spaceship. That took me the fuck out of it, the shitty ass The Predator movie. So that this kind of so this one, same thing, but I like the character, Miguel, I think is the name. I like the character, the pilot. I love and then how they tie together
the wraparound
story, and I dug that. But it made me wonder if the Predators are time travelers, because how is a Viking from like year 700 or whatever it was
still preserved,
and then the samurai or the Jedi, Jedis, the ninjutsus or whatever they are, the Bushidos, how they're from like the 1800s, and then you got the pilot from the 1940s all together at the same time. So that means that the Yautja, the Predators, are time travelers, where they could just cherry pick the wars that they're going to invade on. And
I think you're right. I think they are, because notice, like you said, they go wherever they got to go, and yet these people weren't preserved. They were still alive, captured one at a time. just in, you know, not instantly, but they got her.
So see, you know, that I didn't like that really.
I thought it was interesting. I was actually, you know, I was cool with that.
It kind of fucks up the timeline for me in my mind canon.
Well, you know what though? Here's the thing. It gives. I think they had to do it because the gun. I think the gun plays a, you know, significance in that decision.
Oh,
that gun,
we didn't touch about it. So in the gun in Alien 2, they got it in the movie Prey.
Yes. And then, and again, it was still somewhat featured in the Killers, right?
Am I right? Yeah, because it comes out of the thing. So at the wraparound, the chick gets a big old axe, and then the ninja samurai guy gets a sword.
Oh, and Miguel gets the gun.
And Miguel gets the gun. He's like, what am I going to do with this? Oh, that's a funny part. See, now, a funny part in
Prey, here we go again.
Which is not funny like the Predator, but Predator, when they shoot when they shoot the Predator with their guns, and then they got to stop and they got to fill it up. That part was good. See, that's humor.
Real quick, so the timeline, the three stories, the Scandinavia one is 841 AD.
Okay.
The Japan one was 1609.
See?
And World War II one was 1942.
Right.
So there's no other explanation that
they have to be timestamped.
They have to be, right?
Exactly. The exactly. Time traveling.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. I think that's cool, though. Like, they have access to different time periods to hunt, which is cool.
Yeah, I think that's corny to me. I like it. I liked it better where it was just like, they were on the same timeline as us, but they were advanced because they're alien race. And they were just, when they would come to Earth, whatever war was going on, it takes the special, it makes it less special to me.
For me, it's those very same reasons why I do find that special. I think that's a dope aspect. I didn't think about that until you brought it up. I think that's kind of dope, actually.
Does that lend to the, maybe their tech doesn't always match up with where they're going then?
No, to me, it lends to the theory that they do have tech that, depending who they're fighting, so if they're going to back time travel, they're going to, okay, this weapon here is for this particular time.
So they should be using bullets against they should have been using bullets against Dutch and his boys then.
He used
Why
laser.
Are they using bullets against
because they're hunters. Because they're hunters. Like gamers
that's
don't,
interesting. Yeah.
Game hunters don't go in there and want to annihilate.
I think it kind of just fucks up the timeline, bro. I think they should have just kept it simple and not have the wraparound. I believe me, I love it.
Real quick.
I love the fact that they're all together.
Let's see, real quick. There's something that and then
the post credit scene with Dutch.
That was dope.
On
Killers.
Yeah.
So I didn't see that.
So you have to stay a little bit longer, and you see Dutch and Fettler.
Well, no, before you even get to that, you get Naru, and then you get Danny Glover's character, Danny.
It's all animation, right?
No, not Danny.
Michael Harrigan.
And then you get Dutch.
Yeah.
And what are they doing?
They're just submitted animation.
Yeah.
So at some point, I think because they survived, they were witnesses. They took them, so they're going to use them for something.
That's what pisses me off too, is that they won, and Arnold. They say Arnold's the one that told the story to in part two. The only remaining survivor tells the story of this.
Well, there's two survivors,
right?
Anna too, right.
But they always bring up Dutch,
right?
And they brought up Dutch in his movie, The Predator, and they always bring up that he's the one that spoke upon it, and then they take him.
See, that's a good.
That thing pisses me off.
That's a good. Yeah, that pisses me off too, and that's one thing I didn't understand about Killer of Killers. Was all three of these cats won, but then you find their.
I think it's because
I don't like that.
I think it's because they were the champion, so now they're like, okay, now I got to fight this guy. This guy can rock.
So who puts him out? Because I know in Predators, all the characters were knocked out or something, right? And they ended up on a ship, so they have some kind of power that they can maybe.
Is it possible that going back to Adrian Brody's character, right?
Yeah.
Is it possible they're going to do the Dutch and them? Same thing with Brody, and they're going to drop on this planet.
I would like to see animated.
And you know what? And they're going to have to animate it because Arnold's too old at this point.
And Danny Glover's way old.
Could you circle back? If they did a sequel to Killer of Killers, right?
Yeah.
Could you circle back and connect it to Predators and drop them down on season 12 and realize, okay,
yes.
Brody now links up with Dutch, links up with Michael O'Hara. That would be fucking...
I'm all in.
Do this shit.
So
we came up with it.
Yes.
So check it out.
At least give us a finder fee on this shit.
So it would be like Predators. All those guys would be there now.
It would be.
Just drop them on that planet.
It would act as a direct sequel to Predators, but also a continuation with the other franchise movies.
Right. But if they win, are they going to be taken again?
Yeah.
So that's
what's
the
point? And that just takes away the specialness of them winning.
I think when they got, if you watch Killer of the Killers, I think they were supposed to die and didn't realize they escaped. I don't think that was part of their plan. And not, in terms of the Predators, I think what the fuck happened? I think the idea was they're supposed to die.
And that's a great point, too, in that how did Dutch speak then if he was taken?
Where did he speak?
Right.
Because we know in the first movie he was rescued, so at some point they come back and kidnap him because we hear about alien abduction, right?
That's fair.
So could they, in the world, in the universe where these Predators exist in, could they be the reason why you hear about alien abductions? Are they doing the abducting?
Yes. And I'm good with that, but I just don't like it. I think that it takes away the specialness of them winning. Just like Alien 3, when they kill Newt and Hicks or whatever.
Yeah, what's that?
You know what I'm saying? That pisses me off because it just took away that win.
Had so, they lived,
took away that win, and it took away this Killer of Killers takes away the win of Predator 87. It takes the win away from Danny Glover in Predator 2. It takes away the win of Naru. I don't think it takes away the win.
I think they're going to fight again. They're going to get a chance to...
But it takes away the specialness of it, bro.
Yeah, hey, so... They won round one. Now they have to go for round two.
I love Killer Killers, and I like the fact that it's a connected universe. It just kills it.
Hey, Rocky didn't win in the first one, but he won us in our hearts, and so he got to redeem himself in Rocky too.
To be fair, though, in all these sequels, we've never seen a guy return to the next movie. So, but yeah, I don't know that I like that. I mean, because
but maybe that's their way of trying to get back, to bring back Dutch because it was a lost opportunity that Schwarzenegger
that'd be
do
dope
too.
To have it. Yeah,
people liked Michael O'Hara, and it's like we have Predators. Can we get some of these cool people and bring them back as an ensemble?
I'm cool with
the animated form. I don't know, dude.
You know what's dope about it? So correct me if I'm wrong, the guy who directed Prey in Badlands directed the animated movie, right? He directed it as if he's directing it with live action, and I read some things about it. He,
Predator King was ill, bro.
He embraced the animated aspect.
He was the main guy.
You're talking about the end.
I was going to say, he directed like a live action movie, but he embraced the animated medium of it at the right scenes when it made sense to indulge in that. But overall, I felt like he could have shot that live action. And he said...
Especially the samurai.
And he said, some things look better animated than live action. And it felt like the scenes that would look better animated, he kind of indulged in a little bit, but not too much.
Head chopping. I think, Killer of Killers was dope. I thought it was very brutal, man. A lot of heads flying off.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love it.
Bloody. Yes. I don't know that you could make that. Maybe you could.
No, well, here's the thing. He said, there's some things that look better animated than they do in live action. And I liked how that sounds like someone who watches film and appreciates each medium has its own strengths and weaknesses.
I just felt like, because in the opening of Killer of Killers, it says, it's a creed, right? How do you say it? Yachua? Yachua creed. Go forth strong. Oh, I'm sorry. Go forth among the stars and seek only the strongest prey, they shall be your trophy. Become the Killer of Killers, which to me goes against Badlands. Yeah. But anyways,
we'll get to
Killer
that.
Of Killers was dope.
Oh, Killer Killers super dope. I've watched it a gang of times. I just have my problem is the timeline and it killing the specialness of the Predator. It kills the specialness of Predator 2 and Prey. I just think that it's... I love I'm all about joint universes. I'm a comic book guy. I love all that shit. I love when they bring back characters from
the callbacks.
Yeah. Except when they say callbacks. I like when you bring a character back. I don't like when you say callbacks. But I just kind of wish they didn't.
I would say, you know what's funny though? I'm with
you. Even though I went nuts when I saw Dutch and Danny Glover, and I heard that they were in there, and I got chills when I heard the music, and
that was
like,
cool.
Oh shit, and you know what I'm saying? But I still think I'd rather not.
But I was gonna jump in there and say, you know what? That was funny you mentioned about the opening story. I felt the same way. The opening story was my least favorite story.
Mine too.
But I liked her as a character. Mm. I liked her as a character.
I didn't like
way
her as a character.
More than her story, the samurai story was dope. It was two friends as brothers, and the fact that, you know, his friend came back, didn't want to kill him, but wanted to leave the same mark, like, hey.
No, that was his brother.
Oh, they were brothers.
No, they were brothers. That was their dad that was pitting them against each other.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, okay, so that was dope that he went back and they still, you know what I mean? They still had that.
And he goes like this, look at this, the scar, and you know what I'm saying? And then he matched it. That shit was hard, bro.
That would communicate the deep love those two have for each other.
That should have been a live action movie.
You know, even when at the end, that third story there, where.
That was my favorite one.
Where Ursa. That was mine.
The aviator.
What was the, whenever they've pitted against each other?
That was the samurai one, the middle.
Okay, so what was the one where the samurai was trying to work with Ursa to work
that
together?
That was the wraparound.
So the wraparound.
Yeah, I didn't like
Ursa.
I don't like her. Irritated me
on that just because she wouldn't cooperate. Yeah. Trying to beat this guy, got to team
up
together.
But you know what made it work was Miguel. He was
Miguel was dope.
To me, made that scene work. Now, if he wasn't in there, I probably would be like you. I would not agree with her as a character. Right. But I think because of him,
yeah.
helped me, he make
heart.
Me like her.
He had heart.
Yeah. Yes. And that heart made me like her. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because she came around at the end.
Right.
She did, because she sacrificed herself for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's because of Miguel.
And she says, don't avenge me. Because her father said, avenge yes. me. That shit was hard.
Because she was going to... Vikings
it's all wanted, about vengeance, vengeance. And well, she not just only got that, consumed with it.
Vikings believe if they die in battle, they go to Valhalla. That's right. their heaven. And that's what she wanted. Because she wanted to be with her son. Her right. son died in battle. So right. she knows to be with her son, she needs to die in battle to go back to him in Valhalla. Right. Where he'll be waiting for her.
Yeah.
So,
but, yeah, no, that was amazing. I watched that a lot. Since it came out, what, July or whatever? I think I've watched it like 6-7 times. I watch it with my pops. I watch it just
if to you watch come it. Over with E, you I'll can watch it with him
on.
Too.
I would throw that shit on.
Yeah.
With every visit, you get a free watching.
All right, we'll move on to the final one, which right. is 2025 Predator Badlands, directed by Dan Trachtenberg.
Go ahead,
Vito. No, you said it. I'm okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so me, I'd love this one. Again, all different. The foundation was laid by 87, but this was the first time we saw the view of the Predator. And yes. I think that this opening scene where the runt of the litter, so basically what it is that the runt of the litter is not going to cut it. So the dad's like, yo, get rid of this kid. He's not one of us. You know, he's a piece of shit, whatever. So the older brother who loves his younger brother, you know, he was saved by his younger brother once upon a time.
Yes, and so he owed him for that.
He owed him. He says, no, you know, give him the chance. Let him go do his big hunt. And the dad's like, he's worthless. He's not going to amount to shit, basically.
Yeah.
And there's this amazing fucking fight scene between the dad Predator and the older brother Predator to save the younger brother Predator. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the illest fight scenes. I got chills right now thinking about it.
Really?
It's just so... Oh, yeah, dude. That shit was hard with the lightsabers.
You know
what
was hard? Because it was... You know, that was his father. And the father just was this...
But we never had that in an opening scene where two predators are battling each other. One we did on the shitty movie that Vito likes. One was 10 feet tall.
Oh, fuck you.
And the other one was like 7 foot. You know, it just looked ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And,
what a dick.
You know what I mean?
Catching strays over there. You know.
But, you know, I think it's one of the strongest openings. And then when you see him land and then the opening crawl comes up and it says Predator.
That was dope. That was dope.
So ill. And then he lost all his weaponry. It's just, and then when he lands on the planet, and like he is just like just over his head, you know what I'm saying? And we finally get to see vulnerability of the Predator, which we've never got.
But he was still resilient in that. Like he still.
Well, yeah.
He still took that challenge head on.
So then, and then like I know a lot of people probably were annoyed with the Weyland-Yutani android. What was her name?
Was it Thea?
Thea. I liked her.
No, I was happy with it. I think
it was Thea and Thelma. Am I correct on that?
No, I thought Thea was the oldest one, the mean one.
No, Thea was the one that wouldn't show up.
I thought it was a Thea and Tessa. Was that right?
Yes.
So Tessa was the badass, right?
No, yeah. Tesla was the meaner of the two sisters.
Okay. So Thea, and I was okay with her. She didn't annoy me. She was fine. I thought she was, you know, I love the fact that she was a Weyland-Yutani. So yes. Now, hopefully, we'll get a proper Alien versus Predator.
I agree.
One that lives up to the history and the prestige of these two franchises. We finally get that good fucking meaty, just carnage between Alien versus Predator. Hopefully, knocking on wood.
Well, you know what's dope though was we finally seen these androids actually built for action. Like, what would a Weyland-Yutani android? Because we've always seen them in the comic books. Right. They put it in work, right?
Right.
This is the first time we've seen them put in work in a movie. Now, again, there was no aliens in this one, but it went against a Predator, which is even more dope to see them. Fuck things up.
Yeah, because they were they knew of the Coucha.
Yes,
and so like she knew, you know, and I like, I don't know, it just worked for me. I love the so I'm gonna digress real briefly. So Alien Earth had all kinds of new monster species in Alien Earth, right? That were intriguing. That were just as deadly as the Xenomorph, right? And then the same thing with this Predator Badlands. He was around all these weird monsters that he never came across, that we've never, as fans, came across. So it was something new. And then, you know, and then he comes across like this little, like, almost like a Grogu type thing. You know, that it gave me that part, and I admit it, it gave me Mandalorian vibes with the little monster.
I can see that.
But I think all in all, the action on it, incredible. I think the fact that he lost all his weapons and he had to fucking like live off the gland like John Rambo, and he's wrapping himself around the fucking snake weapon and using his surroundings.
That was dope, right?
As his weapon.
That was almost like a reversal of the original Predator movie.
Exactly.
Where he flipped it.
He flipped it.
And it was dope when he, like you said, instead of his cannon, he had that snake that spit acid. Yes. And he was like, when she told him, you get further with honey than you do with vinegar. Yeah. And he learned from what she was telling him.
Yep.
And he started to...
And it was almost like Naru, where he kept getting himself in these situations.
Yeah.
And he kept failing and failing and fucking up and everything. And then he just... It made him complete when it was time to fucking wreck shop and save his friend. And he found his own tribe, which
was
some
dope.
People think it's corny. I'm cool with it.
I thought that was fucking mad dope. Yeah. Okay, so you know what? And it kind of correct. I was gonna say it kind of correct. So we have our grievances with AVP with the whole Batman Robin thing when the Predator's running with the girl, right? Yes. I think they got it right on this one where
I agree. What
where I'm the android he adopts her because they realize she's a lot more to him. You know what I mean? He goes back and saves her, and it was cool. I know you got the Grogu vibes, but. With the end scene, I almost got like fucking Guardians of the Galaxy Groot vibes because he's almost bigger.
Yeah, there you
bigger.
Go. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But it was dope. There's a lot to say in this one. It was dope to see the Weyland-Yutani connection. It was dope to see the androids, how they were. And it was dope that they gave them personalities this time. See, they've always had that issue with the personalities. Now, this is taking years in the future, right?
Right. To me, he said he didn't want to step on anybody's toes. And I think that's where they should have went with Romulus. And they should have went with Alien Earth, but go ahead.
Sorry. Is it possible that humans no longer are alive? We're extinct. Is the only thing that remains of us is the Weyland-Yutani androids because mothers still exist.
Right.
There are no, for the first time, there are no humans, only androids. Is it possible that we're extinct and only the Weyland-Yutani androids exist through the mother
Very
programming?
Possible. Maybe. Very possible.
Because why is it with the mother goes, we gave you personality so you can manipulate others. That's a human trait. Why can we never thought about doing that first? That makes you, and it was only mother's programming that did that.
Right.
So to me, I would love to see, even if they don't do a full-on Alien versus Predator connection, I would love to see the Alien versus Predator if it was just the Weyland-Yutani Predators.
Right.
I mean, androids versus the Predators. That would be fucking dope. Like, they go to the Predators from the planet. Like, hey, guess what? We can track Tia. We see you're over there. We're sending some androids over there. We want your resources.
Right.
Because they're going off of the same directive that mother always had. Collect.
Right.
Collect. That was the last part.
Right, and that's what I liked about Alien Earth. You know, side note, but yeah.
Do you think this?
Absolutely.
Badlands could it connect with Alien Earth?
They have a similar thing about where they're collecting the different species.
So maybe, but I
just wish that again, and I'm digressing, but I wish Alien Earth had taken place way years later. But I thought this one was fun. I had a good time with it. I was kind of nervous that we were going to get we were going to get the Predator again, too.
I would have loved that. I'm still waiting, Sean Black. I'm still waiting for that sequel.
I was on the fence about the Predator's look. Drek.
Dick.
Dick.
You don't think the variety of all the
characters? No, I do.
Because it gives greed is like, hey, not every animal looks the same. So
absolutely. And I think that works because some of the Predators were so bulky in Alien versus Predator.
But even the faces, I like each Predator's face shows they're a different living being.
Right. And I didn't like that at first. Now I'm cool with it. There's like a chart that's out there that maybe you can look up and insert of the different Predator looks. And I dig it. I don't know. I had a good time with it. Now, right now, I just saw it. So it's got to pass the take-home test. Maybe if we do a follow-up a year from now, 5 years from now, 2 years from now, I might hate it. But as of
the next one comes out, we'll do the follow-up.
As of right now, I love it. I think Predator, Badland, super dope.
Yeah.
So I dig it. I'll watch it. You know, I can't wait to watch it again.
Yeah. It was dope.
You didn't like it.
Well, I was going to say,
sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what, because you brought up the father. Okay, so obviously in real life, animals do not care for, if there's a small runt or a sickling.
They have the culling.
They will kill off the weakest one. Right. And I thought that was interesting. The predators do the same thing.
And it makes sense for that species.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I thought that was a cool little aspect that I thought was intriguing. Again, doesn't contradict anything that came before, but again, adds to the mythos. And I thought that was really cool. And then when you talk about humor, you don't think it was funny when they go, Who's that at the very end? Well, that's my mother, and she's coming in an even bigger badass ship.
That part was just cool. You know what I'm saying? We've never seen a female predator, so I'm curious.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
more,
that would be cool.
I'm more curious than I am like, yeah. Ooh. That I'm still on the fence on that last part.
I would like to see a female predator. So that was an awkward moment of silence, folks.
Because I was waiting a dirty joke for you to insert.
No, right, I was being polite.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow.
No, you know what? I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to try to walk around this one.
Oh, no.
I had a fun time with it. Yeah. It was a good ride. It just was not a Predator movie to me. I know that mantra I read. They also had something like that in the beginning of this one. It was like a mantra about prey and things like that.
Right.
It felt very Mandalorian-ish to me, to piggyback what you said. A lot of things going on. The Predator, to me, the face, it kind of reminded me of like a six scale figure type of face. I didn't love the look of it, but I can appreciate the
is it because you think he might be because he's younger, so he doesn't have a lot of the
that's
scars.
That's what I took.
That's like he's kind of
his baby, face is because again,
fair.
He doesn't have the full dreads yet.
That's fair.
He hasn't had the scar. He hasn't had the scars of the trophies yet because he still had to go through this test.
I just don't like the teaming up of things. You know, and this dates back to like TV shows I used to love. I hated when my favorite characters would get like a girlfriend or a wife, Yeah. You know, it takes away that mystery. You know, I don't really. I like the Predator to have some kind of mystique or mystery with me.
But they're all different predators too.
That's true.
So that's the thing. It's not
it's like the human race,
like,
right? Yeah,
there's like different people. They're not going to always be like, let's say, like the Clint Eastwood mysterious guy from, you know, from
that's
nowhere.
That's fair. Yeah, I get it.
But I get it. Like, we talked about it in the Halloween. Like, I don't want the mystique. I don't want to know what you know, that he had a shitty childhood. I like it seeing his parents in suits and, you know, having a good childhood. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so,
go ahead. But past that, you know, very, like you said, with the Kalisk. And the callous child, and you know, they're going face to face, and there, and that's cool. And like you said, every being is different, right? Just it felt very, I don't know, Disney-ish kind of.
I can see that.
Yeah, but
the Predator felt more Disney to me. But
yeah, okay, I didn't hate it.
I can see that.
I didn't hate it. I don't know that I'd purchase it, but I'd probably watch it if it's on. Mm-hmm. You know, but it. Like I said, a fun ride, almost like a sci-fi adventure or something. It wasn't. So definitely not going to shit on it. It was definitely different. We need to have something different.
And it was made for like $100 million, which is pretty much
is that right?
Not expensive in these days, right? So
seems like a lot
it's
more
turning out a profit and showing that when money used wisely, you can put out some great things.
And someone loves the product because the director loves the product. And this loves the franchise.
And this was a big, to me, I felt like this was a big movie.
Yeah.
A lot of special effects. And I loved how the whole movie was in his language. Like, so to make it audible for everybody, she goes, I'm going to do this thing. So no matter who you are, you're going to hear what sounds like your language when I talk.
That was a trip.
So that was cool. I thought that. So for the audience in theaters, okay, where we're human, we speak English. We're going to hear what she says in English.
Right.
Where the Predator is hearing what she was speaking. Yeah, yeah. If he's speaking, was it called the Yahoo or Yatu?
Yachua?
Yachua, right?
She didn't bug me the way she bugged a lot of people. I mean,
I thought she was cool.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't hilarious to me, but I get it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
To me, that was the first.
She was very charming, cute little character. And again, it felt very Mandalorian.
Correct.
So
she was probably my favorite android next to Bishop from Aliens. That was likable.
Really?
Who else we got? We got
David
from Romulus.
David in Prometheus and
but here's the thing. David is charming, but he's the bad guy. And then you have the other guy from Romulus. He was cool. I liked him charming as well, but I think
Romulus one was kind of weak.
I liked him actually.
Nah, he seemed more autistic than
it was his programming, dog.
But I liked the villains. The first one that the guy from The Hobbit played, what's his name?
The Hobbit, what are you talking about?
The guy who played The Hobbit played the first synth in Alien 1979.
Oh, well, I am Holmes. I am Holmes.
Yeah, well, was his character's name in the original Alien?
Was it Ash?
Ash,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm all about Ash Bishop, you know.
With the one from Romulus, he became schizophrenic because of the programming corrupted who his personality was. Ash was against us. Dave was against us.
Right.
Bishop was really our comrade. You know what I mean? He looked out for us, and I felt like Thea was looking out for the Predator. So that's why I make that similarity.
I got you. In terms of a hero.
So, yeah. Okay. Let's do our ranking. Okay. Just because, you know, we're over 2 hours and okay. I don't know how these
are.
You know?
All right. I'll set it off. So let me go from my favorite to my least favorite because I like them all.
Okay.
So my favorite, this spot is shared. Predator from 87 and Prey. My top favorites. Like,
nice.
Tie for part one?
Yeah. Wow. Prey. I'll put Prey next to part one because it's just watching the Native Americans
right.
in their environment. And it tells a little bit of their story. Right. It draws me in.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just surprised.
It draws me in. And it's.
I'm not mad at that at all.
Their story is just as good as Predator 1.
Okay.
Now, going
for. And it's unique.
Yeah, exactly. Very fucking unique. Now, missing the number one spot. And by the slightest margin, Predator 2. And again, how I'm gauging this is the need to want to rewatch it. And I almost was going to put Predator 2 next to Predator 1 in number one spot. But when I saw Predator 1, I can watch it over and over again. And Predator 2, I can watch over and again, but not as much as Predator 1. Mm-hmm. Like, I could probably watch Predator. I can watch Predator and Prey and then put it back and put it on the background as I'm reading or doing something.
Right. Cleaning the house.
Yes. Predator 2, I want to see it again, but I can't put it on the background.
Okay.
And then... after Predator 2, still sharing the number 2 spot, is going to be Badlands, Killer of Killers.
Wow.
Yes.
So let me get this straight. So one is tied. So you have 2 tied for number 1, and you have 3 tied for number 2?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go, and then for number 3, I got 2 ties for number 3.
Okay.
Predators and a Predator.
Okay.
I like them both. And again, in 2, I can see those back-to-back too, but not as fast as I would with Predator 2.
Okay.
Badlands or Killers of Killers, right. And definitely not as fast as I would with Predator or Prey.
Okay.
And then my number 4th spot would be AVP Requiem.
Okay.
I think it's a great movie, but the Achilles heel is the lighting.
Okay.
I'm good with the CW aspect of it, but the lighting, I have to take away some points from that.
Okay.
And then my least favorite, but upon the recent viewing, I'm starting to like it a little bit more, is AVP from 2004.
Okay. All right, so mine, I'm going to start from the bottom, the absolute bottom, the drizzling.
Why are you emphasizing the bottom, dog?
The bottom.
Come on, dude.
Is The Predator from 2009. I think it's just the silliest batch of shit ever. a lot of good ideas, but just dog shit. Then I'm going to go with... man, because I loved... Alien versus Predator for a long time, but based on this last viewing, I'm gonna put it above at number 8 because of how the people this time bugged me. The
2004 one or
yeah, the 2004 one.
Okay.
The reason why I'm gonna put Requiem over AVP is because the carnage. And the fighting and the insanity is what I really wanted from Alien versus Predator. So I'm going to put Requiem higher than Alien versus Predator.
That's a fair point.
Now, in the... So that was... So
number 8.
9, 8...
Number 7.
Okay, so this is number... 6, right?
No, so this is going to be number 7. Because you did 9. So 9
so
was...
So 9 was... 9 Predator. Was the Predator... 8 was AVP. 7 was Alien versus Predator Requiem.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then number 6. Now 6 on I love, and I'm gonna go Killer versus Killers just because of the whole them being Time Travelers thing. I'm still on the fence with. And I'm
dog,
not
you've seen
happy.
This movie like 6 times, though.
I know that. I know that. And plus, it's animated, so that's another reason why I love it. I love it. Again, 6 on, I love. So I'm going to put that for right now. And I'm going to put, after that, I'm going to do Badlands as number 5.
Okay.
Because I haven't done the take-home test. The take-home test is crucial. You could have a good time in the theater, the audience, the ambiance, popcorn, all that shit. But when you get it at home and you could dissect it, it becomes a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay? So at the 5 spot, which I love Badlands, and it hurts me to put it there, but I'm going to put Badlands. At the number 4 spot, this hurts me to put it at the number 4 spot, but I don't do ties. So number 4.
Are you doing darts my way, motherfucker?
Catching strays over there.
Right? Hey, man.
So it's going to be Predator 2, which I fucking love, and it hurts me to put it there, but I'm going to do Predator 2 at the number 4 spot.
Okay.
Number 3, The Predators. I just watched it last night. I don't know if it's because it's fresh in my mind. I just love the whole ensemble cast.
Predator, excuse me.
Adrian Brody, right?
Yeah, Adrian Brody, sorry. The whole ensemble cast. It is kind of Predator 3, but anyway.
Yeah, it is.
The whole ensemble cast, Adrian Brody, Danny Trejo, Walter Goggins, Lawrence Fishburne. I just love the whole squad. I love the whole premise. That one is a very high number 3. My number 2 is Prey. I love Prey. I've watched Prey just as many times as I've watched Killer of Killers. But yeah, I'm going to go Prey number 2. And there's no topping. There will never be no topping The Predator from 1987 in the number, rightfully so, the number one spot. The Predator, Arnold Schwarzenegger at his apex. Bill Duke, Jesse Ventura, the classic lines, you son of a bitch, kill me, what are you waiting for? Get to the chopper. I mean, there's just, you know, geez, you got a big pussy. Geez, you got a big pussy. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many classic lines from one of the greatest movies of all times.
Don't forget Sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes, yeah. That too. Classic. You know, I Ain't Got Time to Bleed. That was Jesse Ventura's book name. Sure. I Ain't Got Time to Bleed. Yeah. That was one of his, you know, yeah. You Got Time to Duck. I mean, just so many, you don't feel no man. You know what I'm saying? Just so many dark.
Classic laugh.
Yeah. Anytime. Yep. Anytime. You know, so Santana.
Cool, man. So here we go. This could change, but this is how I'm feeling right now. Sorry. So at the bottom of the barrel is going to be The Predator.
Say that again?
The Predator. Sorry, V. Shout out, V. My resurrection brother. You know, I get it.
I just wanted to hear it.
I'm feeling betrayed right now.
Yeah, well, Spawn's throwing strays at you, man.
Right? No, I'm just throwing right at him, brother. Go ahead.
All right, so 8, I'm going to go AVP2 Requiem.
Okay.
7 is going to be Badlands.
Mm-hmm.
6, Prey.
Okay.
5, AVP.
All right.
Coming in at 4 will be Predator 2.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just coming off of Killer of Killers, so I'm kind of high on it now. Yeah. So it's coming in at a strong 3.
I ain't mad at that.
For me, you know what I mean? If we're counting animation, right?
We're counting animation. No, I'm not mad at it.
It's animated, but it's still a movie. It's still
still ill.
Yeah. Number 2 is going to be Predators.
Rightfully
and
so.
And it kind of pains me to drop Predator 2 kind of below that. Predator 2 was
pains me as well, my brother.
You know what I mean, yeah.
Danny Glover.
Yeah.
He's looking at you right now.
He's pissed.
He said, you're getting too old for this shit.
Hell yeah. All right. And then, of course, number 1. Did I get to 2? Yeah, number 2 is Predators. And then 1 is, like you said,
Predator. Can't top it. It'll never be better. So. I'm curious to see where the franchise is going. I'm very happy with this director. I know some people are not happy with it. I am very happy with it.
Shout out to Stinks.
I was just in general.
Yeah.
A lot of people are hating on it. Again, the take-home test is going to be the tale. But yeah, I love the franchise. I'm curious to see where it goes. It's always captured my imagination as Batman versus Predator from the 90s, which is great comics. Yeah. Now Marvel has it, and they did, you know, Predator versus, you know, Wolverine and all.
I look pretty dope, by the way.
My son's co-signs it. So there's so much you could do with the character. I just look forward to see what's next.
All right. So, agreed. Hey, I appreciate it again, fellas. We covered this franchise, and we'll move on to the next short.
Yeah, Alien, Nightmare on Elm Street still to come.
Yeah.
Alien franchise still to come.
We got a lot more shit in the bag, folks, so be on the lookout for it.
Yep.
Peace out, motherfuckos. Till next time.